Thank you and good morning. The Eureka City Council is scheduled to meet on Wednesday morning to interview the three finalists for the city manager's job. Three candidates will be interviewed by council members as well as a panel of local professionals, including former city manager David Tyson and county chief administrator Philip Smith Haynes. City leaders were hoping to have a new manager in place by March, but it may be a few more weeks before a final decision is made. One of the candidates for the position is local, while the other two come from out of state. Caltrans will host a final public meeting regarding the Broadway feasibility study on Thursday from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. at the Warfinger Building in Eureka. The feasibility study is being done to identify and evaluate possible improvements to a 3-mile stretch of Broadway between Kmart and the split between 4th and 5th Streets in Eureka. The study, to be completed this summer, will be used by Caltrans as a reference document for funding sources as they become available, and public comment is encouraged. This will be the last public open house for the project. The Board of Supervisors will host a public budget meeting on Thursday, March 6th, and like last year, each supervisor will be present at a location in their respective districts, and the meeting will be coordinated and streamed live online, as well as on cable access Channel 10. Residents will have the chance to meet directly with each supervisor to ask questions and to offer their suggestions for how and where the county should allocate funding. Staff will outline county expenditures and revenue streams and provide information on the current budget outlook, as well as a 5-year forecast looking down the road. Fortuna Police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman, 23-year-old Danielle Nicole Brooks, also known as Danielle Bertolini, who has not been seen in more than 2 weeks and who was last in contact with her family in late January. Brooks Bertolini is considered an at-risk missing person and is an adult white female who may be in the Fortuna or Swains Flat areas. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. In local crime news, the County Drug Task Force arrested 30-year-old Devi Lou Hennepesi on Friday after confiscating more than 70 pounds of processed bud, along with growing plants and more than $7,400 in cash at a residence on Hall Avenue in Eureka. Officers also found hash oil, mushrooms, and evidence of drug sales activity. Lou Hennepesi was booked into county jail. In Mendocino County, deputies from the marijuana eradication team searched 4 properties, 3 north of Willits and the other near Laytonville, and confiscated more than $7,000 in cash, processed marijuana, hash oil, firearms, and evidence of drug sales activity, and they arrested 32-year-old Jeremy Hirschman. 2 additional suspects have been identified but remain at large. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our Job Shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Board of Supervisors conducted its mid-year budget review earlier this month and found themselves with a $2 million deficit. In order to balance the budget for the 2014-2015 fiscal year, the board must slash $2 million of general fund spending. Remedies being discussed include redistributing workers' compensation and restructuring county departments. Supervisor Mark Lovelace pointed to the Planning Commission's review of the general plan update as another expense that could be reined in.
You know, this week we had an item before us, a request to cover the cost of Planning Commission meetings for this third review of the general plan update at a cost of $1,400 a night for these meetings. Okay. That's for, you know, anytime we have a meeting after hours, it's cost for security, cost for Access Humboldt, preparation of staff reports and agendas and all of these things getting out there.
Lovelace went into detail about the cost of the GPU review process.
They've averaged less than 2.5 policies a night on the review. The conservation open space element alone has 176 policies, I believe. That would be 74 meetings at a cost of $1,400 a night, $103,000 just to get through this one element.
An interactive community meeting is scheduled for March when residents can share their ideas regarding the budget. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.